Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people identify areas of their lives that are out of balance, so they can prioritize and rebalance those areas and achieve peak performance. So I'm super excited to introduce Tristan Winokur. Now, Tristan is a leading high-performance coach using his walnut edge method to get to the core of what matters most to individuals and organizations alike. He loves helping passionate people achieve peak performance by maintaining elegant balance in their lives. Because without balance, performance suffers. Now, Tristan also loves spending time with his wife and three kids. Well, welcome, Tristan. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. It's fantastic to be here with you today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is going to be exciting to get into this fantastic work you're doing. And I just love how you're helping so many people and organizations reach higher levels of success through your walnut edge method. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited to share the work I do. It's really my passion. It's the most fulfilling work I've done. And I just love helping people to create balance so that they can achieve peak performance and live lives that they really do love.
Yeah, and that is really top of list for so many people to actually enjoy the lives that they're living. So, well, I'm curious, Tristan, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own high-performance coaching practice?
Yeah, great question. My career actually started in the biotech industry as a scientist.
Oh, wow.
Several years ago, I was working as a scientist at a startup biotechnology company. Things didn't go well, or they didn't go as planned for the company, and several people were laid off across the company, and I was one of them. Ah. So at that time, my daughter was only 2 years old, and my son was only 3 months old. Ooh. So yeah, as you might imagine, I was in quite a panic to find my next job as soon as I could to provide for my family, to pay our bills, our mortgage, you know, all those things.
Right.
Yeah. And so there, all of a sudden, within an hour, I was now a dad with no job, no income, and a family to provide.
Yeah.
So I immediately began sending out my resume, making calls, reaching out to my network, doing everything that I could to find my next job as quickly as I could. And weeks went by and started stretching into months, and still nothing had panned out. So late one night, after the kids were in bed, I sat back from my computer. I had just finished another round of job searching. And I thought to myself, what would I really love to do with my life? And I'd always been interested in teaching. Both my parents were teachers. My grandfather was a teacher. And I'd also developed this interest in owning my own business because I'd had roommates in the past who were entrepreneurs. And that just sounded so cool and fulfilling and exciting to me. So I thought, how can I put these two things together? I remembered about coaching. Like, I had looked into it a couple years before, and it was more of just a casual interest. But then I realized, sitting there that night, that this was the perfect opportunity for me to really pursue something that I really felt passionate about. And so with this, excitement, I mean, it's almost midnight, but I felt this rush of excitement. I went online, I started researching programs, and I came across a program that I absolutely loved. I mean, I loved everything that they spoke about. And so the next day, I called them, and I fell in love with their certification program. It was thorough. It had great depth to it. And then I heard the price tag for that certification, and I thought, there's no way that I can do this right now. I mean, I'm still unemployed. Right. I still have a family to provide for. And was I really going to dig into my savings to get a certification that I really didn't know that much about? I didn't know if it would work out. I didn't know if I was going to be good at this. And it just seemed like such an irresponsible thing to do at this point in my life.
Right.
Yeah. And yet something was so strong in me telling me that now was the time to do this, that I had a very, very long conversation with my wife. Of course, she had her doubts just as I did, but ultimately we decided that I felt so strongly about this that I applied and I went through the certification program. I remember sitting at my computer just absorbing the content with my, you know, my little 3-month-old son on my lap as I was just absorbing all this. And I am so grateful now that even in the face of circumstances that just screamed, don't do this,
right,
that I went for it. And today I love the work that I'm doing. It's the most fulfilling work that I've done in my life, even with the scientific work that I did in biotech. Helping people and organizations directly is just absolutely my joy and passion. And without taking that chance, I wouldn't be here today.
Right. Ah, wow. What an incredible story. That is fantastic. I just love that. I mean, at one point, it's like the world has just caved in and you were dealt the worst deck of cards possible, you know, laid off as a scientist, this young family, everybody looking to you and you're empty-handed, and then no success in getting another job. And then this calling, and you listened to it and you followed that. You had the courage and conviction to follow that. It wasn't really a little voice. It sounds like it was a pretty loud voice that was coming up within you. Ah, that's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, it had been a little voice for a long time and then got really loud.
That is fantastic. I love that. Well, how long have you had your coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
It has. I started my coaching practice about 3 years ago. That was when I experienced that layoff and got my coaching certification in the fall of 2017. The vision that I created for my business at that time has evolved in that I've added an element of speaking to it that I didn't have before. You know, initially I just started out thinking I would just be working with clients, mm-hmm. but I find that I really love teaching this in a way that I can reach more people. So through speaking, through podcasts, through, you know, speaking with you today has really become a passion of mine and a cornerstone of my business. And then also the people that I love to work with has evolved. So when I started my practice, remember that I was coming right out of the biotechnology industry. And right. So that's what I knew. That's what I was familiar with. Mm-hmm. And so I structured everything to help professionals in the biotech industry.
Okay.
And I just found that I wasn't gaining traction. And I thought, you know, well, maybe there's a different way that I can do this. Maybe I'm not quite approaching it the right way. But then when I really thought inside myself, you know, well, what is it that I really feel I'm here to do? I just realized that helping that clientele, they just weren't the right tribe or the right audience for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then I realized that living a balanced life has really been a core value for me since childhood, because I love playing music myself. I love sports. I love being outdoors, you know, being successful in my career, all of these things that I really want to balance in my life. And so I realized that that is my superpower, is helping other people identify what their top priorities are, right, and how they can create the same balance that I strive to create in my life to be fulfilled.
Right. Oh yeah. That's fantastic. You're really walking your talk. You know, you lived through that and it was so important for you. And like you said, it's your superpower. So you tapped into that clarity and realized that, you know what, if it was important for me, it's probably beneficial and important to others. So, yeah, that's great. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in the last 3 years here of building your practice?
Absolutely. Especially when I first got started, I had my own internal doubts about whether this was going to work out, about whether I was going to be successful, about how well I was going to be able to really help clients achieve the results that they wanted.
Right.
On top of that, my wife had her doubts. You know, we had concerns about just what it meant to have a business. And with so many lawsuits that you hear about, you know, would we be exposed to, I mean, just so many fears, you know, right, about what this new venture could possibly expose us to. And then as I began to share with others, people I love, what I was doing, and again, this is after I was already certified, I had already made the commitment. People who loved me and wished me the best were sending me these things like, you know, well, the average income of a coach is not much money, right? I mean, sending me the facts, and I couldn't argue with the facts.
Right.
But those were the kind of obstacles that I came up against, was maintaining my vision and following my passion in spite of, you know, evidence to the contrary, and in spite of people thinking that this was just a crazy thing to get into in the first place.
Right. Yeah. They're trying to help, but little do they know it's the worst thing you need.
Exactly.
I'm trying to keep you safe, but yeah, it's that mindset and inner beliefs and all that is just so important to shore up and clean up. So, well, what did you do to overcome those internal doubts and the fears and all those people that were supposedly trying to help?
Yeah, one of the most important things was first recognizing that they weren't trying to, you know, necessarily crush my goals and crush my dreams. Like you said, they were trying to look out for me and trying to keep me safe. So recognizing that they were coming from that place allowed me to not, you know, take it personally, not get angry with them or hold it against them. Because again, these are people who I love the most in my life.
Right.
And so in spite of receiving those negative facts, what I really did was maintain focus on my vision. I maintained focus on who I wanted to help and how I could help them and what I wanted my business to eventually grow into. And that allowed me to maintain my drive and maintain my excitement and just take every, you know, whatever little step I could take just to try to keep me moving, even when it, you know, felt like I was kind of being dragged back and dragged down. Mm-hmm. Another key thing was maintaining a community of other like-minded coaches who are not only in the same place as I was, but also people who had walked that path already. You know, people who had created the success that I wanted to create so that I had that inspiration and that guide.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That is very wise that you looked to create that, you know, those people who did see the vision with you and could see your strengths as being enough, you know, and could see the opportunity for your work to be such a huge benefit to others. So yeah, that's fantastic. And I love the fact that you kept your vision. You know, it's kind of like when you're riding a bike through a rocky terrain or something, if you look down at the rocks that are coming right in front of you, that's when you fall. But if you keep your sights set down the trail with a little bit of glance down to navigate, but that's when you stay firmly on the path and stay upright. So it's the same kind of principle. I love that. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I like that analogy. And if I can say one more thing too that you mentioned, recognizing that I was enough, that was a key piece of self-introspection and self-development. So I love that you mentioned that, because at the beginning, I was striving for this idea of perfection. And I know, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, that before they put themselves out there, things have to be perfect.
Right.
And just recognizing that where you are with what you have is enough is so powerful. And so that was a huge revelation for me. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a biggie for a lot of people. You are not alone in just that sense of, you know, I've got all this history and experience and, you know, I'm super smart, but I don't know if that's enough. Well, it is. So yeah, that's huge. Well, Tristan, you're obviously an expert at helping people really discover those areas in their lives that are out of balance and help them so that they can achieve peak performance in all aspects of their lives. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Are there any challenges or frustrations that you have with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably the biggest one is engaging in that conversation that can even lead to an enrollment conversation. So that's one for me, is just getting to that point of inviting a potential client or a potential organization into even having that sales conversation. I'm good at talking about what I do, but taking it to that next step and how I can help them and would they be interested is a sticking point for me. And then in the process of having an enrollment conversation, working around paradigms or, you know, reasons why not. In my coaching work, I'm very good at helping people navigate around those. That's what I get paid for. That's why I do what I do. But in that initial conversation, I find it a challenge.
Mm-hmm. So, and when you're referencing paradigms, you're basically referencing objections that come up?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So why not to move forward with working with you? Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And those are both very common. You're not alone at all in both of those. The one, as I understand you're saying, is just starting the conversation that will lead then to the enrollment conversation. So that initial, if you will, it's kind of an old school terminology, but kind of the cold call where you're just seeing if there's an interest. Is that what you're referencing?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the other is working around objections. So, well, I would love to provide you with a little bit of sales coaching on one of those here during our call, if that's of interest.
Absolutely. I would love to hear your insights.
Okay. You know, in choosing one over the other, you know, I think I'm going to go with your second challenge, which is working around paradigms, which doesn't say that there aren't some easy fixes to engaging in a conversation that leads to the enrollment call, but for time purposes, let me focus on this one. So, you know, it's interesting, and I love the fact that you draw a parallel with the work that you do, you know, the coaching work, as being something that allows you to help people around their paradigms or to shift their paradigms. And it's funny how we kind of separate the sales conversation or enrollment conversation as something different. We show up in a way that maybe is a previous understanding of how we should be in a sales role, right? And so that's kind of a huge paradigm shift for a lot of the entrepreneurs, because the last thing they want is to be salesy or be manipulative or any of those kinds of things that are kind of lingering in their past. And so there's some inner work that goes on with shifting mindset there. But it's interesting, because the way I like to share the enrollment conversation is it's really a journey. It's a journey for the prospect. So you go from kind of a state of resistance and lack of clarity to a point of clarity and confidence and excitement about working with you and achieving the outcomes that you're offering. And to lead people through this journey from prospect to client, there are some key ingredients that have to be included in the enrollment conversation. And when you include these key ingredients, then it gives your prospective client everything they need in order to make a solid decision. And if you don't provide some of these, or maybe not enough, well, then that's what brings objections. Objections are really fears. It's really a fear about not making a good decision, right? Like, oh, I'm not going to get what is being promised, or this won't occur for me, or, you know, that it's really comes down to fears in them achieving what you're promising. So it boils down to this, and this is a very powerful framework that I discovered early in my career as an entrepreneur. And I discovered that people need to have four psychological states triggered during the sales enrollment conversation in order to feel confident about their buying decision. And it's not rocket science here at all, but the fact is, if one of these is left out, it creates the doubt or objections, like I said. So the four states are likability, trust, credibility, and desire. Now, each one of those is a little complex and has varying levels of depth, but if you go light on any of those, or like I said, miss one, why, that's when you get the objections or the lack of clarity at the end of the enrollment conversation. So, you know, in the old school thought or approach, you would overcome those objections. You would, okay, tell me, you know, what's holding you back today and what I need to do in order to make you move forward, you know, and those kind of forceful tactics are, they really don't work anymore because the millennials and the new generation, they're done with that. So it's really a matter of inspiration and leadership and clearly aligning the outcome of your work with the desires and aspirations of the person that's considering working with you. So that's kind of a long-winded answer, but hopefully you can take that concept of just really using the framework of, yeah, am I creating likability, trust, credibility, and desire throughout my conversation? And that will eliminate a lot of those objections.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great. I love that you have that boiled down to just four simple concepts to keep in mind. And I'll look at where I'm doing well at, and especially where I'm falling short throughout my conversation of each of those four things. So
yeah, absolutely. And I call it just a framework. You know, scripts don't really work because it has to come from you. So a framework gives my clients, you know, a lot more effectiveness within their conversations, just to kind of, it's guardrails, right? It helps you keep within the dotted line. So Yeah, well, good. Hopefully that'll move the needle for you a little bit. Now, Tristan, I'm curious here. We're right in the middle of this very significant pandemic that has had such huge impact on so many aspects of our lives, and the normalcy has just vanished. So has this impacted the work that you're doing, or can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I know that this pandemic has led to a lot of people being out of work, with businesses closing or scaling back. And I know a lot of people, and my heart goes out to you if you find yourself in that position. But keep in mind, that was the exact position that I was in 3 years ago when I was laid off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mind was reeling. I was in a panic until I recognized that it was an opportunity. And so that's what I really strive to help people who have really been impacted by the pandemic to recognize, is that within this circumstance of a situation that, you know, none of us asked for, that there's still a nugget of opportunity in there. And so what is that opportunity for you? And so that's what I work with most of my clients under the circumstances of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. What is the opportunity? Do they want to start a business? Since, you know, things have been so disrupted, it's a great opportunity to start a health regimen if you weren't on one already, or to modify it. What about your relationship? I mean, so many things have been disrupted with, you know, families now being quarantined in their homes together. You know, in some ways it's wonderful because it's bringing us closer together, Right. But that's also creating lots of friction in many cases. And so how do we navigate through our relationships in a way that creates balance for everybody, that leads to deeper, more meaningful relationships than we had before, and hopefully helps us to recognize, you know, what are the most important things to us in our lives? How can we address those and implement those things now? And then most importantly, how do we sustain them when the pandemic passes and things begin to get back to whatever that new normal is going to look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. That is brilliant. Yeah, I love that retrospect and just reframing something that obviously has very drastic effects on our lives, but yet how can we find the silver lining, and what really is it presenting as an opportunity? I mean, you yourself have demonstrated in two different very powerful ways how questions present answers. You know, the first one was, you ask yourself, what would I really love to do with my life? You know, and that is so powerful. And then the second is, who do I really love to work with? You know, where is that alignment? So mm-hmm. That is brilliant advice. I just love that. Yeah, fantastic. Well, Tristan, how do you work with people and organizations who really want to achieve that peak level of performance?
Right. So the foundation of the work that I do is what I call the walnut edge. And it's a very simple analogy. So I'll just quickly walk you through that. And if you imagine that I'm holding an empty glass jar and I fill it up with walnuts,
okay,
I would ask you, is that jar full?
Nope.
So I would take something like smaller beads and I would pour those in and they would filter down and fill in all those gaps between the walnuts. And how about now? Is the jar full?
Nope.
Not yet. So then I would take something like rice or maybe sand, pour that in, and that would fill up all the rest of those little remaining gaps in there. Mm-hmm. And then recognize that the jar with all the walnuts and the beads and the rice in it represents your life or your business. Mm. And the walnuts represent all the most important things, your top priorities and your highest values. The beads represent the next most important things. And then the sand or the rice, that's just all the small stuff, all the stuff that really doesn't matter that much. And when we're willing to take stock of where we're putting our attention, whether it be in our business or in our life, whether it be in our health or in our relationships or our career, are we focusing every day on what our walnuts are? Are we focusing on what's most important? Or are we finding that our time and our attention is just getting taken up by all the rice and all the small stuff?
Interesting.
And once we've identified where our attention's going, we can shift that. We can interrupt that and focus it on our walnuts. So for me, years and years back, this is probably a good 10 years ago, I went through a period of my life where I was not focusing on my walnuts. I was focusing on my rice, and my relationships were suffering. I wasn't getting enough sleep. When I took a step back and identified what's most important to me, and these are things like my family, my friends, she was my fiance at the time, my health, and really prioritized those so that I was honoring them every day. I was having deep conversations with my wife every day. I was calling my parents and my brother more often than I had been. I set up a exercise regimen that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. Things began to shift. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when we focus on what's most important to us. We're able to create a balance in our lives because we're focusing on our priorities and we're doing things that are in alignment with what matter most to us and what will move us forward. So then having identified what your top priorities are, we then create a vision. What's your perfect ideal vision of how all of this fits together, either in your business or in your life? And then that vision serves as a guidepost or a beacon for every decision that you make and every action that you take. So it really allows us to keep our head up. And this goes right back to your mountain biking analogy, is keeping our eyes up on the trail ahead and the destination and where it is that we want to go, as opposed to dealing with every little rock and bump and turn in the trail as it comes up upon us. Mm-hmm. And so by doing that, we really align our actions and our ideas and our thoughts to move us the direction where we want to go, instead of just staying where we are and addressing those little immediate things that are right around us and we don't end up going anywhere.
Right. Ah, that is fantastic. Yeah, I love that. That really provides a lot of clarity. And like you said, I think we talked about this in the very beginning, maybe when I was introducing you, allowing a person to really reprioritize, right? I think is what you're talking about in terms of not getting lost in where should I direct my attention, but really having that clarity around, I know where I need to be and where it's best to focus my attention. So oh, that is fantastic. That's brilliant. I love that, Tristan.
Thank you. Yeah. And like I said, this is such rewarding, fulfilling work for me, is to help people to really realize that where our attention goes is so crucial to creating the results that we want. And yeah. So again, focusing on our priorities every single day is crucial. And being able to see my clients achieve the results that they want by doing this, by focusing on their priorities, is just the most rewarding thing in the world to me.
Yeah. Well, it is just such a clear plan. It's just, I love the simplicity, yet the power behind your process, Walnut Edge. I love that. That is fantastic. Well, Tristan, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
The best place to get in touch with me is through my website, and that's tristanwinokur.com. And I know my name isn't the easiest to spell, so it's TristanWinokur.com. And there you'll find a great resource. It's called the Walnut Edge Toolkit, and it's a free download that's designed to really help you get started identifying what your top priorities are, identify where your life is out of balance, and how to create a powerful vision that will allow you to rebalance your life and achieve the peak performance that you're looking for.
Wow, that is fantastic. And that's free on your website?
That is a free download on my website.
Wow, that is awesome. That is really generous of you. So that's TristanWinokur.com, TristanWinokur.com. And then check out the website and look for that Walnut Edge Toolkit. It's a free download. That's fantastic, Tristan. Well, thank you so much for offering that. That is great. Well, you know, Tristan, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your biotech scientist career to the really powerful work that you're now doing, helping passionate people really achieve peak performance without sacrificing balance in their lives. I've just really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you very much, Wendy. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you today too. And thank you for the advice you shared with me on how to improve my sales process. That's really useful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, you know, you've provided so many golden nuggets of wisdom here, but if I could tap on you one last time during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you might be able to share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, great question. And certainly when I first got started, I had some pretty extreme doubts about whether things would work out. You know, what was I even thinking getting into this in the first place?
Right.
And what really helped me was going back to my why. Why did I do this in the first place? And for me, it was that desire to teach. It was that desire to own my own business. But what it evolved into was wanting to really provide powerful tools for my kids and my family and the people I cared about most. So when I had those thoughts about, you know, should I just walk away from this? It hasn't worked out yet. You know, and all the time that I was putting into it, I could get that time back. But then I thought, you know, what about all the people that I want to help? What about all the wisdom that I picked up along the way that I still haven't shared yet, or the people that I haven't reached yet? And that really helped to refuel my fire and to keep me going, even when my doubts were at their highest. And then again, I asked myself, what would I love? When I felt like I was getting stuck, I asked myself, what would I love? And that's what led me to realizing I really want to add speaking to this. And so that's when I started reaching out and adding more. And that's added even more fulfillment and reach and impact to the work that I'm doing.
Right. Yeah. I love all of that you just shared, just really tapping back into the why and the original spark and that original vision and passion, and really ask again those powerful questions. You really have brought that to the focus. And I love that simple but powerful technique of just asking those questions. And so that's fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I know that that's really going to help some of our listeners get over some of these speed bumps that do tend to come up in the entrepreneurial path. So, well, again, I've really enjoyed our conversation. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Tristan Winokur through his website, TristanWinokur.com. And that's TristanWinokur. WINNEKER.com. And look for that Walnut Edge Toolkit as a free download. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all four of those psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that you've triggered all four of those psychological states? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Tristan Winokur. And as always, here's to your success.